Today's Amud is Yevamos Kaf Aleph Amud Beis. We're holding on Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph, about 11 or 12 lines from the bottom, My Time Mid the Tanakama. So the last thing we had mentioned was a machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda with regards to how many dayanim, which we said don't really have to be dayanim, they could even be hedyotos, but how many dayanim does chalitza have to be performed in front of? How many hedyotos need to be in charge overseeing the chalitza? So the Tanakama said that it only has to be in front of three, whereas Rabbi Yehuda said that it has to be in front of five. So says the Gemara now, my time with the Tanakama, what's the makar for the Tanakama that it's three? The Tanakama, because we learned in the Braisa, that the Pasuk says, the Kanan. It says that she's va'alsa yevimta yashara el hazakenim, that the Yavama, when the Yavam doesn't want to perform Yibam, so the Yavama goes to the Zakenim. Zakenim is written b'lash and rabim, it's referring to the Bezdin. So Zakenim Mishnaim is referring to two. The minimum it could be referring to is two. Now it can't really mean two because they ain't Bezdin shakel, because you can't have a Bezdin with an even amount of people. So since it can't be two, so we add the minimum amount, Maisifin Alayan Oidechad, we add one more, Harikan Shalisha, which gets you to three. Whereas Rabbi Huda will tell you that besides the word Zikanim, which refers to two, there's also another pasuk which mentions Zikne. It says Vukarulai Zikne Iroi. So Zikne is Shtayim. And then you also have Zikanim, which is another Shnayim, that's four. Now, Vein Bezdin Shako, Mesifin Alein Oid Echad, you can't have an even amount, so you have to add a fifth. And Harekan Chamisha, which gets you to five. Now, V'tanakama ha Zikne my Avodai. What is the Tanakama Darshan from this word Zikne? Mi Baile Lurabuye Yafilu Shleisha Adyoites. That's Gufa, this is Makar, that you don't need them to be actual Zikanim, actual Dayanim, they could even be Hadyoites. The Ritva explains, the Klal is, that Ein Miyat Achar Miyat Elul Rabbis. So the Torah twice says Ziknei Zikanim, it twice says it has to be Dayanim, and it says it a second time, so the second time teaches me that it really is coming to be Marbed, that even loved after Dayanim, even Hedyoites. So that's what he darshins from Ziknei. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Hedyoites Minavle, where does Rabbi Yehuda know it from? That even Hedyoites are kosher to watch over the Chalitza. Nafkalemi Le'ene. He learns it from a different drasha, from that which the Torah says Le'ene. It says that she does Le'ene Hazakenim, Viniksha Yevimtai Eilav Le'enei Hazakenim, in front of the eyes of the Zakenim. That teaches me from the fact that the Torah says in front of the eyes of the Zakenim, that teaches me even Hedyoites. Where do you see anything from Le'enei that it's referring to Hedyoites? The Amar Mar, because we darshan that Le'enei is Prat Lesumim, is that Enei is coming to exclude someone who's blind. Someone who's blind cannot watch over a Chalitza. Now, how does that show me anything about Hedyoites? Because the Itzrich Le'enei Lemut Sumim, from the fact that the Torah has to tell me that a blind person is possible to be the one that's watching over the Chalitza, Shema Minah, Dafil Hedyoites. So that itself shows us that it must be Hedyoites or Kosher. Why? These Alkadaitach Sanhedrin Be'inah, because if you're going to tell me that you need actual Dayanim, you need a Sanhedrin, so then Lamali Lamute Sumim, why do I need to be Memait, a blind person? Anyways, a blind person is not Kosher to be a Dayan, so that's why he's going to be possible. Midatani Rav Yosef Nafka, from that which Rav Yosef taught us, we already know that blind person cannot be a part of the Chalitza if you need Dayanim. The Tani Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef taught us that Kashem Shebezdin Menukim Betzedek, Kach Bezdin Menukim Mikomum, that just like Bezdin is Menukim, that they're clean, that they judge over the case righteously, so too they have to be clean from any sort of mum. That and Shanamar, as the Pasuk says, that Kulach Yafa Rayasi Umum Einbach, talking about the Dayanim, that you don't have a mum. So a blind person is possible to be a Dayan. So anyways, a blind person would be possible to watch over the Chalitza if you would need Dayanim. Why do I need Le'enei to exclude a blind person? It must be because by the Bezdin of Chalitza, it doesn't need to be actual Dayanim, it could even be Hedyoites. V'ida chahu Le'enei my Avilei. Now says the Gemara, so Rabbi Yehuda uses Le'enei to be Mimai Hedyoites. What does the Tanakama do with Le'enei? Says the Gemara, who look at the Rava Hudasa. He uses Le'enei to teach us a drasha that Rava made. Dama Rava, tzrichi de'ani lemichzi ruka, the de'anim have to mamish see the spit, the kanafik mipuma di'avama. When it comes out of the mouth of the avama, they have to see it going onto the floor. For this reason, I believe when they do the chalitza, the woman doesn't spit mamish. She doesn't do it with force, because then the de'anim aren't going to see it. Instead, she has to let it almost like drool out of her mouth. It's a very awkward process. It's not very comfortable, but that's what they do, because it has to be le'enei hazakenim. It has to be in front of the eyes of these adyaites of the Bezdin, and they have to see the whole thing. That's what we learn now from le'enei. Like the pasuk says, how do we know that the dayanim have to do this? They have to see the spit. The pasuk says la'ini has zakenim viyarka, that it's in front of the eyes of the zakenim, that viyarka, and then she spits. That even the spitting has to be in front of the eyes of the zakenim. So that's what the Tanakhama uses la'ini for. V'idach nami mi bailei l'chaderava. So Rabbi Yehuda l'chayr, he also needs to learn this drasha. He also uses la'ini for this drasha. So how is he also going to learn out to that hadyaites are kasher from the same place? Says the Gemara, Inachanami, he uses it really for Rava's drasha. So then how does he know that the Hadyoites are kosher to serve as the Bezdin for a Chalitza? Nafka mi b'Yisrael. He learns it now from a different drasha of Yisrael. It says that V'alsi Yavimta Yashara El Zakenim, that the Yavama goes to the Bezdin. V'amr, and she says that Me'in Yavami Lahakim Achav Shem b'Yisrael, that my Yavam doesn't want to perpetuate his brother's legacy b'Yisrael. So he learns that from b'Yisrael means in front of the Bezdin that Yisrael called to, who, any sort of Yisrael, even if they're not the Yanim, even if they're Hadyaitis, they're kosher to serve as the Bezdin for a Chalitza. V'idach, the Tanikama, Ha Yisrael my Avilei, what is he darshan from this word Yisrael? Mibayilichadatani Reb Shmuel Bar Yehuda. He uses it for a drasha that Reb Shmuel Bar Yehuda once made, that B'Yisrael, we learn out from B'Yisrael, that Bebezdin shall Yisrael, but Bebezdin shall Gerim. Not that it's coming to be married by a Bezdin shall Adyaitis, it's coming to exclude a Bezdin of Gerim. It has to be born Jews and not a Gerim. Gerim are possible to serve as the Bezdin for a Chalitza. V'idach Reb Yehuda, where does he know this halacha from, that Gerim are possible? B'Yisrael achrina k'siv, because there's a different pasuk that says Yisrael. It says v'nikra shemoi b'Yisrael beis chalutanal. At the end of the whole process, it says that now he's called beis chalutanal. He's called b'Yisrael beis chalutanal. He learns that from Yisrael that it has to be in front of Yisrael and not in front of Gerim. V'idach t'tanakama. What does he do with the second Yisrael? Mibaylei l'chadetanya. He uses it for that which we learned in the Braisa. And Amr Rabbi Yehuda, said over a story, but from here we learn in the halacha, that Pam Achas Hayinu Yoshin Lefnei Rabbi Tarfon, we were once sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfon, Uba Yavama Lachleitz, and Yavama came to do Chalitza, we went to watch. Va'amar Lanu, and he said to us, and after the Chalitza process was over, he said, Anu Kulchem Chalutzanal, that all of you should answer Chalutzanal, this phrase of Chalutzanal. And that's what's learned out from Vinikra Shemai B'Yisrael, based Chalutzanal, that even the spectators, those that are watching the Chalitza, they're supposed to answer Chalutza now, or at least some other designated people. V'idach and Rabbi Yehuda, where does he know this halacha from, that they're supposed to answer Kulchem, that they're supposed to answer Chalutza now? He learns it out from V'nikra. It says V'nikra right next to the word B'Yisrael, so he darshins the smichas that V'nikra, B'Yisrael, that there's also a V'nikra, that they make an announcement that they answer afterwards Chalutza now, and I guess the Tanakhama doesn't darshin that smichas, hence we have a machlokes. Now says the Gemara, so it comes out that the makar for the different shitas of whether or not the Bezdin of a Chalitza needs to be three or five, it all comes from Zikanim or Zikne Zikanim, from these different words in the Psukim. Says the Gemara, El Me'ata, if so we should make it that there's really more members of Bezdin that are needed, because there's also other words that it says in the Psukim, Blush and Rabbim. It says Vikaru. It says that Vikaru Lai Zikne Irai, so Vikaru should be another Shnayim. And then it also says Vidibru. It says Va'amar. It says Vikaru Lezikne Irai Vidibru Elav. It says that they speak to him. So it also sounds like another Shnayim. So Hachanami, there should be another four. So the Rabbi Yehuda, who until now said five, Harei Kantisha, there should really be nine. And the Rabbanan Harei Kantshiva, to the Rabbanan who until now said three, there should really be seven. So why aren't we darshan these words to make it that there's also more members that are needed to comprise the Bezdin of a Chalitza? Says the Gemara, because both of these words are used for other drashas. they're not teaching me members of the Beis Din. They're used for other drashas. These words, v'karu and v'dibru, are needed for the following that we learned in the Braisa, that v'karu loy v'loy shlucham. From v'karu loy, we learn out that Beis Din Dafka has to summon the Yavam and the Yavama to the Beis Din, to them, but they're not, they don't send a shliach. Usually Beis Din, when they summon someone to Beis Din, they send a shliach Beis Din. Over here by Chalitza, the Beis Din themselves has to summon the Yavam and the Yavama. And then from v'dibru elov, that they speak with him, they speak to the Yavam. What does it mean that they speak to the Yavam? We darshan from there that melamed shemesiyin le'etzah higenesloi, that they give him good advice. Meaning, shemhayahu yelad vizakena, if let's say he's a young man, and the Yavam is an old lady, or who's zakin vihi olda, he's an old man, and she's a very young lady. So aymrim le, we tell him, malach etzel yaldul, malach etzel zakena, why would you marry someone that's with such a big age gap? It's weird. Klach etzel shekamayscha, go to someone your own age, go to someone that's like you. By marrying someone with such a big age gap, so that often leads to problems in shalom bayis, it's not very recommended. And that's something that they tell him, that they give him an etzah higenes, v'dibru elav, they talk to him, meaning that they give him good advice. So that's what we learn now from v'dibru elav. It's a din to give him good advice, so therefore we don't learn from v'karu and v'dibru extra members of the Beis Din. They're both used, both of these words are used for other drashas. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Halacha chalitza b'shleisha hayolu stam antana kevase. The maisa, the halacha is that chalitza has to be done in front of three people, not in front of five, like Rabbi Yehuda said. It only has to be done in front of three. Hayolu stam antana kevase. And the reason we paskin like that is because our Mishnah said three. Since our Mishnah said three, we have a stam Mishnah like the Tanakama that chalitza only has to be done in front of three. Now Amar le Rava le Rav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman. Rava quoted Rav Nachman as saying this halacha, that halacha is chalitza needs three. And then Rava, after quoting Rav Nachman, he asked Rav Nachman that, wait a second, Yachi, if so, if your whole reason for paskening three is because we have a stam mishnah like that, so then mi and nami, so when it comes to me and also, if you have a lady that let's say her father died, she's a yisayima, and she got married midrabbanan as a katana from her mother, from her brothers, so me and also has to be done in front of a certain amount of people, machlek is exactly how many, so mi and nami, we also have a stam mishnah about mian. Ditnan, we learned in the mishnah that hamian v'chalitza b'shleisha, that mian and chalitza have to be done in front of three. So that's another stam mishnah, first of all, about chalitza, that it's done in front of three. But it's also a stam mishnah about mian, that mian has to be done in front of three. So the halach, according to you, that since we have a stam mishnah, the halach is like the stam mishnah, and that's why chalitza has to be done in front of three. So then we also have a stam mishnah about mian, that mian has to be done in front of three, and then that should be the halacha. The halacha should be that mian requires three people, and that's not true. Maybe you'll tell me it is true that mian taka we paskin that it has to be done in front of three, but we learned otherwise. Vatani, we learned in the Braisa that mian, when it comes to mian, beishame aimrim bezdin mumchin, you need to be a bezdin mumchin to watch over the mian. Beisel aimrim bezdin v'shalay bezdin. Like we'll see, it has to be done in front of three, but it doesn't have to be mumchen. Elu ve'elu ma'idim shetzarach shleisha. Both Bisham and Beis Hillel agree that it has to be done in front of three people. Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yaisi, machshirim b'shnayim. They say mian can be done even in front of just two people. V'am Rabbi Yaisi bar min yumi, Amar Rabbi Nachman, Allah ha'kayis ha'azog, that the Allah is like this last pair, the mian only requires two. If you told me Allah is kestah mishnah, so then we should pass that mian has to be done in front of three. So says the Gemara, no, because hasam chad stama. It's true we have a stam mishnah which says hamian v'chalitza b'shleisha, but that's only one stam mishnah when it comes to mian. V'hacha trei stamet. Whereas by chalitza, besides that mishnah which says hamian v'chalitza b'shleisha, we also have our mishnah in Yevamos which says that chalitza has to be done in front of three. We have two stam mishnayas. Well, says the Gemara, hasanami trei stamet ninu. Over there by mian, we also have a second stam mishnah that says that mian could be done if that has to be done in front of three. Now, look, we learned in the mishnah that mian aishachalitza b'fanav. It's a Mishnah in Yevamos we had earlier in the Masechta when we're talking about the Dayanim who are involved in being Matar and Isha. So the Dayan himself at times is not able to marry the woman because it looks bad, it looks very sketchy. So the Mishnah over there said that when it comes to Mian or Chalitza, one of those Dayanim who are watching over the Mian or the Chalitza, they could be the one that marries the Yevama, they could be the one that marries the woman who does the Mian, because he's not being matter her himself, he's doing it as part of a bezdin, so it doesn't look so sketchy. Now, so that's another mishnah that mentions the fact that mian has to be in front of bezdin, it has to be in front of three. So we do have a second mishnah even when it comes to mian. Well, says the gemara, that says mian and chalitza. So it comes out, if you make the tally, hasam trei stami hachatchasa stami. By mian, we only have two stamishnayas, this mishnah in Yevamis, and then the other mishnah in Sanhedrin, hamian v'chalitza b'shleisha. Whereas by chalitza, we have two mishnayas in Yevamis, and the one in Sanhedrin, we have three stamishnayas. Says the gemara, that this is already becoming a game. Michdi, let's see, hastama v'hastama. They're both of them have stamishnayas about them. Mali chatzta, mali trei stam. Why would I differentiate mali tlasa? Why would I differentiate how many stamishnayas? One, two, three. If the halachas ke stam mishnah, the halachas ke one stam mishnah. I don't care if it's one or two or three. What type of game is that? So says the gemara, el amr of Nachman bar Yitzchak, hailu stam b'makom machlaikas. That the reason why chalitza we paskin has to be done in front of three and not five is not just because we have a stam mishnah. By mean also we have stam mishnayas, and still we don't paskin that mean has to be done in front of three. We paskin mean only has to be done in front of two. The reason why by chalitza we say that it has to be done in front of three is because not just we have a stam mishnah, but we have a stam when there's really Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who's the bar plukta of three, is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is one who said five. We have a stam mishnah which mentions Rabbi Yehuda and still says that chalitza only has to be done in front of three. So that shows that Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer. Now, like we learned in the Mishnah, that smichas zekenim, when it comes to performing smicha on the head of a parhelm davar shal tzibur, on the paraida, so when it comes to smicha zekenim ve'egle arufa, it's b'shleisha divrei Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi says it only has to be done in front of a bezin of three. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer b'chamisha, it has to be done in front of five. So it mentions this idea of three, five, how many dayanim. It mentions Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that it has to be done in front of five. And then, what are the next words of the Mishnah? It says, Achalitza v'amiyunim b'shleisha. It says that chalitza and mian only have to be done in front of three. It says even chalitza only has to be done in front of three. Who's the one who says five? Is Rabbi Yehuda. So v'loika palag Rabbi Yehuda. Yet in this Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. Shmamina hadar be Rabbi Yehuda shmamina. That makes it seem like Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer, and really Rabbi Yehuda in the end agreed that it only has to be done in front of three. That's why we pass in three. Not just that it's a stam mishnah. When we said it's a stam mishnah, we weren't referring to our mishnah Yevamos. We were referring to this stam mishnah. This was a stam mishnah where Yumamish, the mishnah, brings Rabbi Yehuda, and in this case, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. You see that Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer, and that's why we pass in that chalitza only has to be done in front of a bezdin of three.